Okay, let's get into our discussion of Peah Daf Ayin Gimel, the last daf here in Maseches Peah. Baruch Hashem, made it through almost one more daf, and we are on Ayin Beis Mabez. And today's shir, as the Maseches shir has been sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we end off the Masechta with some Agadata, as a number of Masechtas have started and ended, and we will pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amabez. We are talking, if you remember, about who is allowed to take payah and how much we have to give those recipients. So the Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf that if somebody has 200 zuz, then he can't take payah. Can't take payah. If he has less than 200, so then he is allowed to take payah, even if everybody gives it once. Afilu elef nosun lo ka'achas. Even if 1,000 give him at once, so then it is okay. Does that mean 1,000 zuz? Does it mean 1,000 people? But he's allowed to take it if he has less than that. And this last Mishnah, we're going to have a little substitute for 200 zuz, but just one source I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz, in a tshuva in Siman Tavshin Yud Dalid, I think this is Chelik Beis. The Radvaz, you remember, was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, chief rabbi and head rabbi in Egypt, that eventually he came to the land of Israel towards the end of his life. You know, he talks a lot about, on that Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, about the Isra of living in Egypt. So the Radvaz is the one that says, and what am I doing here? And he has three or four ideas about how he's able to live in Egypt. But then he came to Eretz Yisrael, then he came to Israel. So there in Achuva, he talks about how is it that people go around collecting money and they have plenty more than 200 zuz, and we keep giving them. You know, how, the Mishnah says in Peah that if you have 200 zuz, that you can't take anymore. And we're not allowed to give them. So that's the Radvaz's question. Sha'alta, alma samchu ha'olchim imakom l'makom, u'mikal akal, levakish teref lebesam. They ask, they look for themselves. We're not talking about collecting for a yeshiva or collecting, they're collecting for themselves. And, achar shenandru lehem kedei tzarcho, nuvu lefamim yosem e'elef zuz, holich bimakom l'makom acher, v'yagam kein, v'dosen lo v'lokeach, v'kfar hu ashir, v'kaim alon, and we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Peah, v'sheish lo matayim zuz, lo yito lekashich v'peah, v'wadim imo staka, kasher kasva rishonim, right? The rishonim say it's not only lekashich v'peah, it's all the matnas, even staka. Right, so how do we give it? So we already alluded to this yesterday. Yesterday we quoted the tour, and the other Rishonim, that things work differently nowadays, and there's different types of amounts, and different types of ways the financial system works. So the Ravaz says something similar, but he adds on a Chiddush. He says the second that they left their house, and they didn't have 200 zuz, then until they come home, that's called pamachas. Right, the member of the Mishnah says that, you know, if you give, they give them all at once, so then they're allowed to take it, even though the first minute they're put over the mark. But says the Radvaz, Samchu Allah the Hada Kaimala, the main look, Amyataim Zuz, Vinoso Lopamachas, Afilu Elef Zuz, Notzlan, right, if they give them 1,000 Zuz, you get it at once, Af Hachanami, Kshu Gola Le Eretz Merchakim, when you go through a far place, Lahavi Terf Labeso, calls Majul Yaxo Labeso, Hakol Nikra Pamachas. As long as you didn't go home, that's called at once. The lotemach, because if you don't say this, shenasnu lo bakal harishon, shepagam atayim zuz, somebody goes out of their house. The first person, they have three people that come to them. The first person that gives it to them, it's done. Im lo yikabo yoser ochel osam, v'lo yashav ol debeso, v'fil shiinu lo kishir lachsul debeso, yochel osam yad, v'nimsa, it keeps going, and then what happens if he gets something over 200 and then he eats it? That's what he's allowed. And then he said, "Od ika time achrina." Another answer besides the chiddush of all being considered one time. To lo amrina mishiyish lo matayim lo yotu b'restaka haynu mikupa shel staka o mehayichidim b'tora staka. If you take it from the cooper, take it from individuals, then that's where the limit is. Sharabal bayis hanosein lo anizel lo yitin lani acher. V'nimsa goz lo saniyim. Avo benido didon, shakol yodim sheish lo yosimim asayim zuz. V'hu machazer mishon panasas ishto obesa ubanav. Nosun lo betoras matana. V'lo betoras staka. It's not, maybe if it's, even if it's not staka, you're giving him as a gift. Because you know he's going to need it. That's what he says. So bizar, don't give him from the kupa of staka. If it's somebody that has more than matayim, that's an important tshuva of the Radvaz about how things work bizman hazeh. Okay, let's continue. Now says the last mishnah in Maseches Peah. Ha mishi ish lo b'chayim mishim zuz. If somebody has 50 zuz, not 200, somebody has 50 zuz, v'nosi v'nosi b'hen, but he invests them and he can do business with them. Right, they are, they're not just capital that he has, but he uses them. Harizel lo yitol. That having 50 to invest is like having 200 not investing, says the Mishnah, and therefore that would be the shear. That's the shear of 200, because I guess if you're a good businessman or even an average businessman, you know, 50 is going to make 200. So that's all that one needs. Or even if not, if you're constantly going to be having the profit, you know, out of these 50, so that it's, you're gonna keep that level, and therefore that would be the same result as having the 200. Right? The Rasulio says the kibush osin peiros la karen kayam misparnes. The principle is gonna still be there, and you're gonna make the profit. So then that is why it is enough. Continuing, if somebody is not deserving of taking staka, but they fake it and they take staka anyway, you're going to end up needing it. Right? Don't fake it. Right? This is where the ayin hara idea comes from, about not parking in a handicapped spot and things like that, and not sitting in a wheelchair if you don't need the wheelchair. It comes from here. Even if somebody's not faking it, you know, even related to that. I'm not saying that's the halacha. I'm just saying that's the mitzias of where that idea might have come from. So again, if somebody does not need the staka and they take it, so then they're going to end up eating it. And the Gemara is going to end off with this as well, but I'll mention the Rambam now, because then we'll end off with the words of the Gemara a little bit later. The Rambam says this also at the end of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. A good way to review Maseches Peah, by the way, if somebody wants to review, besides reviewing the Gemara, is to go through the Rambam, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, right? The 10 prakim of the Rambam, because much of the Rambams is what we covered in this Masechta. Says the Rambam, Kol Mishe Notzarach Litol, Umirame'es Ha'am. We're going to have stories about this in the Gemara, by the show in a minute. Uve Notel, if somebody doesn't need, and they trick people, Eino Meis Ben Azikla She Yitzarach Labrius, V'aryu Bechlal Orer HaGever She Yiftach Ba'adam. Right, Orer, cursed is the one who is not boteach b'Hashem. V'kol mi shetzorach litol ve'enu yoch. Well, we'll leave that in the next one, because the Rambam is going to add something to answer our question. So we'll leave that. But the Rambam says that's what you included in that aura. But back to the Mishnah. V'kol mi shetzorach litol ve'enu notel. And if somebody needs to take tzedakah, but he doesn't. But it's not that he doesn't take and he starves himself and he puts himself into danger. He doesn't take because instead he works very hard himself and pushes himself in order to not have to rely on people. That's a good thing. If somebody really needs it, the Gemara is going to say, then you need to take it. And it's not appropriate if you don't take it. But if somebody needs to and doesn't take it, but he works hard himself, then he's going to end up being able to support others. He's going to be able. V'yalzeh ne'emar baruch hagever asher yiftach Hashem v'haya Hashem miftacho. That you put Hashem as your miftach. You don't put people as your miftach, but you put Hashem. Then people are ultimately going to rely on him. V'chein. There's a discussion about the rest of the Mishnah. Is it fully a Mishnah? Is it Brisa? Either way, it's here for us. V'chein dayan shantan din emes la'amito. Also a dayan. A dayan that judges a case la'amito. That's also included. Baruch HaGever, right? You have your bitachon, and you're not scared of anybody, right? You're not scared of anybody. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, "Veinu mafached mibnei adam." You're not scared. That also is someone who Chazal relate this pasuk to. Baruch HaGever sheyiftach leftacha, right? There's a pasuk in Dvarim, "Lo tagur mibnei ish." Don't be scared of anyone. And there's an amazing sifri that the Rambam quotes the halacha. That is, Sifri says, don't be scared. Paskin, how you supposed to paskin? And the Sifri says, and the Rambam quotes it, even if somebody threatens your life, don't be scared and paskin what you're supposed to paskin. That's the language of the Sifri. And the question is, this is not one of the big three. Like, what do you mean? You put your life in danger if the dying's if somebody threatens you, if you paskin this way against me, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill your family. Like, how is that Yehareg Val Yavar? Why is that Yarev Al Yavar? So some say it doesn't mean it's Lav Davka. I think the Bach on Chosh Mishpat, maybe it's doesn't really mean it. don't take it so literally. We note that you don't have to take a case as a dayan. The case in the Mishnah Bedros is talking about in the Rambam is that once you took the case and you know what the psak is going to be, and then you're about to give the psak, and then you don't give the psak because you're scared of the guy, that's the isser. That's the isser daraisa. So, but how do you understand this? So, some of the achronim say, well, maybe it is Yarag Vayavar. Why? Because there is a concept of misrepresentation of the Torah. There is a marshal in Baba Kama, I think the Flamed Ches or so, where the marshal explains a story, the story of the Gemara, that the Romans came and wanted to learn Torah. Teach us your Torah. And at the end they say, okay, we accept everything in the Torah, except this halacha that seems racist, that seems anti-Roman, because it says that if an ox of a Roman gores an ox of a Jew, then you have to pay Nezek Shalem, and the opposite, it's Pater Mila Gamri. So we don't like that halacha, but everything else is okay. So Tosas asked one question, how they teach the Torah to non-Jews, but the marshal says, but how did they not think that that was going to get them in trouble? So fake it. So lie. Say it's not true. Make up the halacha. So the Marshal says, Ziyuf HaTorah, false representation of what the Torah says about something. So that's not allowed. That's Yarag Vayavar. You know, they probably asked him these questions. You don't have to tell them everything. You could tell them, you don't have to tell them about every detail in Luchas Borer. But if they ask you about a specific halacha, you can't fake it. Right? That's Yarag Vayavar. So some say maybe that's connected to Losakuru Bevreish. Right, once you know what the halacha is, and this is what the Torah needs to be represented, so then that's it. So that's part of dun din emes la'amito, posketing correctly. What's the extra lashon of din emes la'amito? La'amito, judging emes la'amito. So Tosfos in a few places says la'afuke din maruma. But if we have time, we'll see if the Rav Asher Weiss in the Hakdama of the first volume of his Shuvas talks about this line. About Dun Din Emes La'amito, what's the emphasis of that? Hopefully we'll have time at the end. We'll see. Let's continue. So the Gemara says if somebody fakes kneading stucca and they take it, that's not a good thing. Similarly, v'chomi she'ena lochiger v'lo suma, this is really where it's based on the handicap thing before. She'ena lochiger v'lo suma v'lo pisech. If somebody is not lame, is not blind, v'osa atzmo ke'achamehem, and somebody makes themselves as if they are, so people have rachmanis on them, so they can skip some lines, whatever it is, so eno meisman azikna chi ke'achamehem. Right, they're not going to die unless they become one of them. Unless they become one of them, you're going to end up being needy like that. Shenamar, the Gra adds in a pasuk, Doresh Ra'a Tivo Enu. Right, the Ra'a is going to find the person. Vi Ksiv, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. And also, run after righteousness and straightness and don't fake it. What's the difference between a chiger and a piseach? They're both lame. So I saw the sefer in the back, one of the svarim, Shalom Yerushalayim. So he quotes the difference between the two. Let me just find the some afarshim. I wonder what one is born with it and one is later. It quotes the sefer Lechem Shamayim. The chiger hu mimei imo. You can't walk properly. Piseach al yidei nefila ushvira. Right, an injury happened. The only difference is where it came from. Okay. And any judge that takes bribery and twists the din, perverts the din, also his eyes, right? Somebody who also does something wrong, his eyes are going to become dimmed if he didn't judge properly. Right? Blind will come on a person who, blindness will come on one who takes shochad. The Chavetz Chaim in Shoftim notes that, you know, most adjectives are subjective. He says, let's say somebody tells you, oh, so-and-so's a rich guy. So you have no idea really how rich the guy is because you don't know who's talking. If there's a very poor person talking and saying he's a rich guy, it doesn't mean much. He says, if Rothschild is talking and says he's a rich guy, then it means something, right? If somebody says, oh, he's really smart, then you don't know. If it's like a kindergarten boy who doesn't know really much, so then you don't know. But if Einstein says he's really smart, so then it means something. So if the Torah calls somebody a chacham, then you can't imagine what type of chacham that is. Off the charts. Right? The Torah calls him a chacham. Not just Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah calls him a chacham. And yet, the Torah says that this chacham's eyes are going to become blinded. Right? Now, maybe not literally, but he's not going to be able to see straight. Right? Because of the power of shochad. Shochad, as the Gemara Ksuba says, shehu chad. You become one with the person. But he says that's the power. Ebakadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo ba'atzmo meir al adam shu chacham az ein tachlus v'gvul lachachmaso v'yafal pikin atorah me'ida alav shashochad ya'aver enav. And still, bribery will cover his eyes. And again, we might expand that. Bribery is not just in the, for a judge. You know, we're bribed in how we view things and how subjective we are when we start to try to look at some things in life. So we have to do our best to be objective in that area. Gemara. Chada hada amar chamshin avdin ta. This, that which we, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, 50 that you can invest and use, right? It's just like the 200 static and frozen capital. Hada amar chamshin avdin tavin min asayim delo avdin. 50 that you could use to generate income is either better than or just as good as 200 that are not. Why is that? Also, is one of the Marafolda says, because by the 200, the second you lose one, then you're less than 200, you can take staka. But by 50, the whole point is you use them, and even if they'll use them, but you're getting profits. So you see that it's more powerful and it keeps you afloat. Hamasame is saying, if somebody blinds their eye, so to speak, or fakes having a blind eye. Vamnafecha shoka, or somebody bloats their thigh. Vamatzbe, it's kreso. Or the same thing with his oskari, his stomach, and an iftam, and olam shiulo kain. It's going to happen if somebody fakes it. Somebody tries to get fake rachmanis. Shmuel arak minavui. One of the most unusual lines I've ever seen. Shmuel ran away from his father, the mefarshim say, because he did something naughty. Shmuel! And I don't know what that means. And his father was running after him. Father was running after him to catch, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shaya aviv kaas alav, kshu katan. So I guess that didn't make the Gadolim book of Shmuel. But anyway, he ran away. Altav akamle bein shrein tsrifin de miskinin. And he went, he was standing amongst the poor people, the little huts. Shama kolon amrin, and he heard them say, Bahadin agantin anan achlin yomadeim. With which type of dinnerware should we use tonight? Bargaterin daba, bargaterin kaspa, the silver or the gold? So he realizes these people are fakers. Right? Of Amar Kumi Avui went and told his father, I guess they made up. Amar Lei, Sricham Analasa Tovalur Amon Shabbat. He told his father that there are these fakers that say they're Aniyim, they're using gold and silver. His father says, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem for the fakers. So that if we ever are asked to give tzedakah and we don't give, we have an excuse. We have a good excuse why we didn't give the tzedakah because look, we have all these fakers there. So thank God for them. Okay? Thank God for them. Dalama story. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Alun Maschi, Bahadi Di Musa de Tveria. They went into the hot springs of Tveria. Poga Bodchan Miskin. They met someone poor. Amarlon Zachinbi. Right, there was a poor man that said, "No, you know, give some staka to me." Amrulei Mi Chazrun. They say, when we come back, Mi Chazrun. So they were just in the waters. They said, "We'll get you soon." So Mi Chazrun. They came back. Ashkechuni Miss. They found that he died. Find that he died. But they were not upset by when they came back, so it must be that he must have died for some other reason and not because of they starved, or else they would have been upset, like we're going to have the story of Nachamish Gamzu, which comes up here also. Amru hova lo zachinim bebechaya, well, we didn't get to give him in his lifetime, nitfo bebe misose, let us at least bury him properly. Gibitulambe, as they were being matapa with him, ashkelon kristinara talibe, they found a whole bag of coins that was in his knapsack. Amru, so Hada Damer Rabbi Vo, Rabbi Lazar. This is what Rabbi Lazar says, and Rabbi Lazar was after Rabbi Yochanan, so this might just be the Gemara talking. Tzrichan on Elazar Tovel or Amon. Same thing, like Shmuel's father said. Ah, Shkoyach. We have to thank the tricky people. Shebahen amongst them. Shilulei Arman Shebeno Yechamim Tovei Tzdakim and Adam. Because otherwise people would ask for money. Velo Hayanosin Lo, and we wouldn't give. Miyad Hayanenash, you'd be punished. So same thing, that thank God for the fakers, right, so that we have an excuse if we'd ever don't give. Abar bar ba yov l'shmuel brei pritin. Abar ba gave Shmuel his, it's a different Shmuel, right, because it's usually avuah to Shmuel, must be a different Shmuel. Abar yov l'shmuel brei pritin to yaflig l'miskenei, to give out to the poor. Nofak v'ashka chad miskein, he found one poor person. Ochal kupit v'shazi chamar, eating meat and drinking wine. Olva amar kumi avu, he come back to his father. Amar le, havli yater, give him more. Denav shimidasi, it must be he's really bitter. It must be he's really sad, right? He must trying to lose his sadness with all the meat and wine. right? Or another pshat is, like we had in the previous dafim, that it must be that he's what he's used to. Remember, you have to give the parnasa, kedei parnasasa, what he's used to, so it must be that he's used to all these fine luxuries. Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Rabbi Yisrael, Bar Nachman, Havi Mefarnes, Parnesin, they were the Gabai, Stokev, Avi Yavin, Rav Chama, Avuid, Rav Oshia, Chadinar, they used to give Rav Chama, right, a dinar, for himself, but he didn't keep it. Vu Yav Le Lecharanin, he always gave it to others. He always passed it on to others. Rabbi Zacharia, Chasnei, Rabbi Levi, Hayakom, Elizan, Alav. They used to make fun of him. Amru, Delo Tzarach, Vu Nasav. They used to say, he doesn't take it, he doesn't need any sukkah. And he takes it. Kadamach, when he died, Bat Gnumashkechun, Davi Mafle Lecharanin, they checked his records and they see, he gave it all away. He gave it all away. Are you allowed to pretend to need the money and then give it away? Post can discuss it here a little bit, but it's clear from these last stories that it was a praise. It was a positive for these rabbis. Rav Chinen Bar Papa Havi Maflig Mitzvah Balelya. He did the mitzvah at night. Mitzvah in Chazal, sta mitzvah, means tzedakah. Right? Rather, Mara Folda here says, Mechalik tzedakah balayla. But sta mitzvah means tzedakah in Chazal. Chad Zman, Pagabe, Rabban Deruchaya, one time he was going and giving out stuck at night, and the head demon comes to him. Right? The head of the Shadim, Amrele, Lo Kachofen Rebbe, didn't you teach me Al Tasik Vol Reacha? Don't be Masik Vol. Nighttime is my Gvol. So I don't know what you're doing out. Right? Nighttime is the time for the Ruchos Rose. Amrele, he says, sorry, I have a protection plan. V'lo chen ksiv, doesn't it say matan b'seser yich be'af? If you give staka in private, then it's going to cover anger, and that's why I'm at night, right? Because at night is when it's better for the aniyim, right? Nobody sees me. I don't think we mentioned in all the shiur that we've had this mesechta, right? The different levels of the Rambam, right? The Rambam talks about the shmona malas, the eight levels of staka. The end, Perek Yud. In Hilchos Matan Nasim, he talks about the eight levels of Sukkah, but a high level the highest level, I think we mentioned yesterday, I mean, the highest level was giving somebody a job, Mala Gadol Shein L'malei Menu, Zamachzik Bidei Yisrael Shemach, V'nosin L'matana. You give a poor person to be machzikim before he becomes poor, O Halva, O Seim O Shutfis, O Mamsi Lo Malacha, Kei L'chazik Ez Yado, Achel Yisarech L'Brias. Below Yishal, right? The highest level is to give somebody jobs so they don't fall. The chzaktabo. And less than that, pachos mizeh, hanosin staka la'anim, velo yada, leminasan, velo yada ha'anim imilakach. Anonymous both sides. So maybe that's what happened in this Gemara. That's what Rav Chinen Bar Papa did. Right? He gave at night, and that was a high level. That's a high level. Shari mitzvah zu, mitzvah lishma. Kugon lishkas chashayim, right in the base of Midrash, they had a room where people used to throw money. Just throw the money and whoever needs it can go and take it themselves. Right? That's a high level of tzedakah. Shai sa b'mikdash. Shai tzadikim nosim bazeh b'chashai, v'aniyim b'nei tovim, misparnasim mimena b'chashai. Right? It was all anonymous. V'karav lazeh giving to a tzedakah box. Right? A tzedakah box is anonymous also. Right? In both directions. V'lo'itein v'chulu, and you have to only give a tzedakah box when you know the person in charge is trustworthy. Okay, and then the rock continues with the levels, giving with a smile, etc. So that's what he tells the head of the demons. You know, this is my protection plan. So the demon ran away. He was subdued, Vargman Kamo, and he ran away from that rabbi. Amar Biona Ashrei Nosin Ladaling Sivkan. It doesn't say praises the one who gives to the poor. Ashrei Maskil El Dal. Someone who is Maskil, the Pasuk says to Hillam. You think and you're smart about it. Maskil El Dal. Fushim is Takam a mitzvah echlatsosi. You gotta analyze, you know, where the best recipients of the tzedakah is. Ketanei Rabbi Yona Ose, what did he do? Kshayroa Ben Tovim, Shar Minachasav, when he saw somebody who went down from his financial status, Hayomer La Bini. I heard that you just won the lottery, so I'm going to give you some money, but I know you'll pay me back whenever, when you get the lottery money. So then, when you just got a relative that died and left you a big Yerusha, I know you'll, so just take this now and you'll pay me back. So the person wouldn't feel bad when he, got it. Tolat vaporea. Take it and then you'll pay me back. Min dehavinasavle. And once he gave it to him, he, said, amale batana. By the way, it's a gift. It's a gift and, he wasn't embarrassed about taking it. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ado is havi savin biyomenu. There are some elderly people in our day. Min dahavi yav lahon mi ben reishasa litzoma rabba havi nasvin. They only take staka from Rav Shonan to Yom Kippur. Rav Shonan to Yom Kippur, the only time. Min basar kain lo havi nasvin. But they wouldn't take otherwise. right? They collected enough during Yom Kippur, right? And they some connected to the Gemara Beitza, because that's when the Gzeira is done. How much we're supposed to get? So they took it to an extreme that this is the only time we're going to take. And once we get it, must be Hashem says this is all we need. Amri, they said Rishus Agabon. The rest is already in our Rishus, right? We don't need any more. And this is all that we need. Right, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Parnassus Shana Zu Gabon, it's ready by us. Shekfar Nigzar Aleinu, Velo Notlu Elevate Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippurim Shadayin Lo Nechtam Gzit Dinam. They didn't have the Chasimus Adin until Yom Kippur, so they kept collecting. But after that, you know, they wouldn't collect anymore. There are other stories in Shah, the Gemara and Baba Basra, about Rabbi Yochanan and his nephews, also about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Nechemye Ishkar Shichin. Nechemiah that took care of the wells, Paga Be Yerushalmi Echad, Amarle, Zachei Mi Chadad Hanagolta, could you please give me a chicken? Give me a somebody said to him, remember we said on yesterday's daf that chicken was a luxury, chicken was even more expensive than the meat, so he asked for a chicken. Amarle, Helech Timi Sevezil, here, take this money that's for meat, for beef, and go, meaning he didn't give him money for the chicken. Just gave him money for the beef. Zavin kupad va'achel va'mis. He went to buy meat and he died. Right? He wasn't used to that type of eating. Va'amar bo v'sifta la rogo shon Nechemiah, and they kind of blame Nechemiah a little bit. So there's this balance there. Sometimes we blame the the person for having such a high standard, and other times we blame the person for not recognizing the need. Nachem ish gamzu, he once was going, right, this Gemara comes up in Tainus Chaf Aleph, the same, similar story, a couple of different details that are added in each place. But it seems like it's the same story. Seems like this. I don't think this happened twice to Nachemish Gamzu. So Nachemish Gamzu Hayamolich Doron LeBeis Chumi. He's bringing a present to his in-laws. Paga Be Mukashchin Echad, a certain Mukashchin, certain person with boils, and Mukashchin met him. Amalo Zachemi Madiska Bach. Remember we used that lashon. Zachemi, merit with me. Meaning, give me staka. Give me some staka from what you have. And the Gemara says in the Tainus that he had many camel loads or donkey loads of many delicacies. Armalim Yitzhar, okay, when the Gemara in Tainus said, let me just get down from my donkey and give you. And in that time, the guy died. Here he says, on my way back. So maybe it's a little more realistic. Mechzer, Chazav Ashkechemis. Right, but each one has different versions. So when he came back, he saw he died. But here, Nachemish Gamzu, on the level that he was at, takes the blame. Remember the earlier, Rechon HaRei Shlakish didn't take any of the blame. It must have been a story that, you know, wasn't their fault. But here, it seems like he takes the blame, or at least on the level that he's at. V'havi Amar L'Kivle, and he said to the corpse that was there, Einei Decha Monech Lo Yavin Lach Yistaymen, the eyes that saw you and didn't give you should be blinded. Yadei De Lo Pashtin Mitan Lecha Yizkatun, the arms that didn't stretch out money to you should be cut off. Raglai De Lo Rahitin Meisan Lach, the legs that didn't run after you, Yisbrun should be broken. Umatzikain, and all those things happened. Remember, he used to sit in a bed, and they put the legs of the bed into cups of water so the ants wouldn't go up, because he was lame, he didn't have legs, he didn't have arms, he had boils, he was blind. Sog l'gabi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, went to him. Right, Gamzu Latova, Nachemish Gamzu Ket said, Gamzu Latova. And Rabbi Akiva used to say, Kol David Rachman Latav Ovid. So Sog l'gabi Rabbi Akiva Amarle, Eli Shani, Eili, Shani Roasokach, Cain. Woe to me, Ive, I see you like this. Amarle, Eili Shani Roasokach. Woe to me, says Rabbi Nachemish Gamzu, that I don't see you like this. Meaning he kind of like cursed Rabbi Akiva. Amarle, Matva Kalani, what are you cursing me? What, I'm going to end up having a terrible end? Amarle, Mad Mavai Bisurin, what do you want? I'm just telling you the future. What the being mevaipi surin? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store. What could we do? And we know, obviously, that's Rabbi Akiva ended with many, many surin. But he had an amazing attitude. The Gemara, the end of Brachas, if you remember, the amazing attitude that maybe he got it from his Rebbe Nachemish Gamzu. I've been waiting for this day all my life. Reb Oshia Ruba, Havi Rabbi Debrei Chad Desagia Naharaya. Reb Oshia the Great, right? The Rebbe of his son was blind. Vaviyalaf achali mei chazman b'chol yom. He ate with him every day. Every day he went to eat with him. Chazman avile orchin v'lo mata mechali mei. One day he was having other guests over, so he didn't come to eat with him. Barom shesag lagabe. Later that evening he comes and he says to him, Amarle lo yichos mari alai. Don't be upset at me. Begin to avile orchin. I had guests. V'lo bos mivza iakri demari. I wouldn't have been able to give you that seat of honor in my house. I had these other guests there, and I like to give you a nice covetic seat, so that's why I didn't come, because of your covet. Begin Cain, Dlo Achlis, Imach Yomadein. That's why I didn't eat with you today. Amar Lei, so the blind man says, Ata Piyasta Lamandi Mischami Velochami. You appeased, you made somebody happy who is seen and cannot see. Dain Dechami Velomischami Yakala Piyusach. The one who sees and cannot be seen should be happy with you. A beautiful line. Amar le hadamin alach. Where did you get such a beautiful line from? Where did you get that from? What a beautiful thing to say. Amar le Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov al chad. This story also is in Bavli. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov al chad desagi nehor lekarte. One time there was a blind man that came to his city. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov l'ramine. So he always gave him a nice place to sit. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov always sat lower than him. And however the seats were arranged, so it was clear that this blind man was given more kavod than Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Or Rav Elazar ben Yaakov showed him kavod. Dai Amrin. So people used to say, Di Amrin, Di Lule, Dihu, Bar Nasha Gavra, if he wouldn't be such an important person, Lo Yasav, Le Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Le Ramine, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't sit below him. Avdin Le Parnasa Di Ikar, and he made tremendous amount of money, and he got a lot of kavod. Amr Lu, Mai Hachit. So he says to the people around, what's going on here? Why am I getting so much stuff? Why are people giving me so much honor? Amru le, Elazar ben Yaakov, Yasav l'raminach. Because Elazar ben Yaakov is below you. So everybody sees that you're an even more important person. Vitzali ale hadetzlusa. So this blind man davened and prayed similar about Elazar ben Yaakov. Atag amalta chesed l'man demischami v'lochami. You did chesed to the one who is seen and cannot see. Dein dechami v'lo mischami yakabal piyusach v'yigmol yasach chesed. The one who sees and cannot see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you honor and give you, you should make him happy, and he should be happy with your words. Dalama, remember that's the word that introduces stories. Rav Chan Bar Chanina, Verbo Shiavim in Thailand, Be'ilin, Kanishta de Lud. They were walking around the shuls of Lud. Amar Rav Chan Bar Chanina, Verbo Shiav, Kamamon Shiko Avosaikan. Wow. Look how unbelievable these shuls are. Gorgeous shuls. Amar Le, Kama Nefo Shishko Avosaikan. How many souls have your forefathers sunk here? Lo Havizis Bine Nasha de Lion Baraisa. They spent so much money on the shuls. What about there were poor people there that wanted to learn Torah, right? This line is quoted by many poskim, right? When we talk about the best place for recipients of our tzedakah, should one give it to people learning Torah? Shouldn't one give it to buy a shul? Should build a shul? Should one give it to all different? The Chafetz Chaim has a big footnote in one of his farim about not spending tons of money on a kever, on a matzeva, right? Just give it to people doing mitzvahs in honor of the poor, of the one who departed, not to spend, make them gorgeous and beautiful. Right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Reish Bem Tes, in Yaradeya. There are those that say, Yeshbi Shomer, Shemitzvah Pesachanes is Adifa mi Mitzvah Staka. O Mitzvah Staka, Lina Arim, Lo Motora, O Lacholim, Aniim, Adifi Mitzvah Pesachanes. Right? Some say, Pesachanes is better than Staka, and some say Staka to people learning Torah is better than Pesachanes. It comes from this line. But there's a Maharik has a Shuv about it, and there are Hashulchan. There are many different stories about halacha is learned from this line. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinana keini masdisa. Our Mishnah says it's true that our Mishnah says kol mishut zarach litov ein notel. If somebody needs to take or this brisa says, not the Mishnah. The brisa says if you need to take tzedakah and you don't, then you refuse. Hariz a shofech damim. You're a murderer because you're committing suicide if you don't take it. If you're supposed to take it. Vasilus rachim alav. You can't have rachmanis. If you don't have rachmanis for yourself, al nafshe lo chayis al charon lo kol shekein. You don't know the Rahman is for yourself. What about for others? So, what do you mean? Didn't the Mishnah say it's a good thing not to take yourself? The Mishnah already said that. So the Rambam, the last Rambam, Menuchat Matnas Aniyim, and the Beis Yosef also points this out. It depends. If it's a situation where you can make it yourself, where you can work hard and make it up and make a parnasa, then fine. But if you're not going to have anything and you're really going to starve, and people are going to, like, you know, have to take care of you in that situation, then that's terrible. Because you're supposed to, that's, this is how the system works. Call me Sheino Tzorach, and the Gemara ends off just by quoting part of the Mishnah. Call me Sheino Tzorach, Litov and Otel, and Amez Bazikla, Shizarach Labrios. If you fake it, you're going to have to end up taking it. But call me Shu Tzorach, Litov and Otel, as we just said, and Amez Bazikla, Shifarnis Lacher, Mishalo. Right? If you force yourself to work hard instead of taking the tzedakah, so then that's a good thing. Galzen Amar, we end up saying, talking about Bitachon. Baruch HaGever, Shivtach Hashem, Vahaya Hashem, Miftacho. The Mesechta of Matnas Aniyim, about making sure the poor are taken care of, ends up with the line of Bitachon. To make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is the one that takes care of everyone. Again, we have to do what we can to take care of everyone, and everybody has to take care of themselves. But this is the last pasuk and the last line here of Meseches Peah, and the end of Perek Me'e Masai. Amazing, amazing. 8 Prakim of Peah, B'ezras Hashem. Next time we pick up with the beginning of our third journey, our third traveling, and that is with Meseches Demayim. Okay, we'll stop here.